The views expressed on this show by guests and the hosts on issues outside of the 9/11 controlled demolition evidence are the opinions of those individuals alone and do not necessarily reflect those of architects and engineers for 9/11 truth.
Today we are joined by Bernie Suarez. He is the co-founder of this very show, and in recent years he's become quite a YouTube star, hosting his channel Truth and Art TV, which includes regular video uploads and a Friday night live stream. Very impressive work he's doing there. And he's now the latest target of online censorship. This is an issue that we cover whenever we can because it affects us here in the 9/11 Truth movement. And, of course, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now that are taking Big Brother's attention, but once their eyes are off that ball, it's no doubt they're going to be looking back in our way. So we need to keep track of it and fight this at every turn. So we're going to be talking about it today. Bernie, welcome back to 9/11 Freefall.
My friend Andy Steele, thank you for inviting me here today. I'm excited. This is great. How are you today?
I am good, and I am excited to have you on. And, you know, we caught up recently, and very impressive work that you are doing at Truth and Art TV. I remember when you started this, it feels like it was when you were starting it. It was back in 2012, I think, you had this going on, and now you've got a huge following in your show. It's one thing when you listen to your friends doing a show, you kind of think of them as your friends, but I can listen to your program while I'm working and forget that I actually know you. I feel like I'm listening to something of the highest quality here. So good work. Very impressive. And of course, I can say I knew you back when, because you were the person that helped me found this show. If people go back in the archives, they can hear us back in 2012. June of 2012 was the beginning of 9/11 Freefall. So I wanted to hear it from you, though. Catch everyone up. Lay the groundwork for what we're going to talk about today. Tell us what you've been up to with this program since we heard from you last.
Well, thank you. Well, a lot of people know that I've wrote thousands, well, maybe over 1,000 articles for years covering different topics, including the topic you're focused on, 9/11, and all the other events that all interconnect. Most people don't see that, and I've always committed, Andy, to painting the big picture for everyone. So I don't focus on any one topic. I look to see how they all interconnect. So after writing literally over 1,000 plus articles and appearing on different shows, working with you as well, right, on the show, I turned to videos, and then it started off with short little videos on Truth and Art TV YouTube channel, and then I took another direction a few years later to add like entertainment type videos showing people the corruption of the deep state or the cabal, whatever you want to call it, this global cabal, these Marxist communes. The same people that were involved in 9/11 all the way through to what is happening today, this craziness that we're seeing. So really, and then after many years of putting together videos and putting together the big picture, the channel really took off in 2017 when Donald Trump gets elected in 2016, right, in the election. And we know a lot of your listeners probably are aware by now of this attempted coup of President Trump. They were working on getting him removed. They, the deep state, they. And so there's a lot of links to the bad guys that were running not only the Bush, but also the Obama administration. Same thing, as I explained to my audience. It's not like one's a good guy, the other one's a bad guy. So that's where my channel comes in. And then came Trump rolling out his back channel of information, these Q-level clearance, anonymous people. I mean, and I, you know, I'm one of the very first channels that started following Trump's back channel that he tweeted to the world on November 5th, I believe it was, of 2017. He tweets everyone a link to this site that had the whole story about the storm, and all of a sudden, this explosion, this thing took off. This whole thing that, you know, it, this back channel being put together by people that were anonymous, and but it was Q-level clearance. That is a type of classification level, putting out information and just showing us what is already out there. And that is what the fake news media and the left that was attacking Trump and trying to overthrow him in 2016, going after people like General Flynn, setting up people like George Papadopoulos and, you know, others, right, that they set up. It's all coming out, right, the last several years. It, any your audience probably is aware of this attempted coup. So it didn't just end there. They were aware of what was happening, and out comes this thing, and then the fake news labels it QAnon, this back channel, simple back channel, and they start creating their version of Q, this whole QAnon, making it seem like it's about aliens, making it seem like it's about people blocking bridges and people coming back from the dead. That has nothing to do with this information, basically this online research project, this anti-corruption online research project that was hosted at the time on 4chan, then later 8chan, and then the deep state making power moves, trying to overthrow Trump, trying to overthrow him with this fake Trump-Russia collusion, trying to overthrow him with the impeachment attempt, trying to go after conservative justices at the Supreme Court. All these things we've been seeing all these years, and now, don't look now, right? I ask your audience to step back and ask themselves, what are the two most attacked entities here in this country for years now? And the answer is, number one, President Trump himself. And second most attacked entity is this weird kind of website, QAnon. You know, but what everyone should know is that what the media, the fake news media, and the radical corporate media, that it was the same media that kept attacking 9/11 truthers over here, same thing. What everyone should know is that their version of QAnon has nothing to do with the reality of what the Q drops are all about. There is no such thing as QAnon. There's Q level clearance, look it up. And I tell my audience that, and people put it basically Snowden's enemies. And I challenge people to look up history back in 2013, where this Q group from the NSA was hunting down Edward Snowden, because he went in there working with the cabal. And again, people should look this up. Snowden working with John Brennan, Obama's CIA director at the time, and others, to steal information, a fraction of which was information about illegal surveillance. Most of what he stole were serious national security documents. And giving these secrets from the NSA, from the United States military, and giving it, look it up, to Russia, China, Iran, giving it to other hostile nations, and giving it to terrorists like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And anyone can look it up, because there are hearings about this at the level of the Senate. In 2014, I share these documents with my audience. But I digress, Andy, right? So that, you know, the whole thing with the Q drops are simply about showing everyone the corruption, and there's no difference between what we can see in the Q drops and what Trump himself has been saying for years, that he was going to drain the swamp and bring power back to the people. That is what President Trump ran on. And like I share with my audience, if you study these Q drops, you will see that, well, you don't need to study the Q drops. You can look at the current event and see for yourself that President Trump, the first country he visited was Saudi Arabia, just like we were told in the Q drops, and forcing people to look it up. And sure enough, that is what he did. The very first country, Saudi Arabia, and a lot of people know about the 28 pages and the funding of who funded 9/11. So that also attracted me to the Q drops. You know, real answers, real documents, real hearings, and now we've got two major hearings, right? These court cases with Zacharias Moussaoui that has been delayed. And then you have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, right? These two court trials for 9/11 that have been waiting there for, like, what, 10 years or more? 20 years? So everything is everything is going in one direction, Andy, and this is the Great Awakening. So my channel jump on it. I don't like to follow deranged conspiracies. I like to win, and I love the truth, like my channel says, truth and art. So I don't have time to spend ammunition on something that is not real. So, and then we've been given hundreds and literally hundreds of proofs that are overwhelming. But in the end, it's all about the information that's being revealed. And
right.
So people should ask themselves, why would Trump and this QAnon version, so what the media did, they created the straw man in order to be, so that Trump and QAnon would be the two most attacked entities, as I said earlier. They created their straw man version of QAnon. And again, it has nothing to do with reality. And of course now, as they always try to do with President Trump, they're trying to link it to white supremacy somehow and aliens, and now they're like people that are trying to kill you and block bridges, and they're waiting for John F. Kennedy Jr. to come back from the dead and take over the vice president position. All this crazy nonsense, nothing to do with this simple website. So there it is. So my channel has been one of the leading channels putting this information out. And to fast forward to 2020, now with this presidential election, we had these bombshell revelations last week about Hunter Biden. And, we've been told about this for a long time. And with literally last Thursday, with 19 days to go before the election, Susie Wojcicki and YouTube decided, you know what, we're going to take down any channel that mentions the Q drops. And they took down my channel 8 years later with literally hundreds of videos, all that work down the drain, because that brings us to 1984 and George Orwell. They're trying to censor everyone and anyone, and YouTube is on record. Susie Wojcicki and the other CEOs at YouTube, they are on record following the election loss in 2016 that they were lamenting that President Trump beat Hillary and saying, we cannot let this happen again. So they were targeting my channel from 2018 on. They started shadow banning my channel, and they demonetized my channel completely this summer. And now, last Thursday, they took down my channel, deleted it, because they are now the Ministry of Truth. They want to control what is put out there. And it's amazing, Andy. These radical leftists that are against Trump, this anti-Trump cabal, and the social media giants, big tech, they decide what is disinformation or misinformation, and they decide what hate speech is. So they decide, okay, they made themselves the arbitrators of these two things. Misinformation and hate speech. And they look and see, they look around, they're acting as though they somehow are the publishers. And then they step back and, would you know it, Andy? The only people that put out hate speech and the only people that put out misinformation just happen to be pro-Trump channels. What are the odds of that?
Right. And I'm just going to say, too, and I fully acknowledge this audience is divided on Trump. I mean, there's some people who have been on the show who absolutely hate the man, some people who love the man. I keep my opinions to myself and my role here at AE, so before I get a bunch of angry emails, AE's not taking a position on the election or anything like that. However, I think we should all agree, or at least we used to agree in this country, that even regardless of what the person is saying or what their political viewpoints are, we should all be for freedom of speech. If we don't have that, then how can we ever express ourselves? How can we ever get involved in what's going on out there? And what happened last week, in my view, is absolutely disgusting. To go after people for their political ideas and what they're talking about, I mean, as long as it's not advocating any kind of violence, which I don't see anything like that happening on your channel, Bernie. I don't see it happening on the Amazing Polly's channel, which they took down. She was talking about the pandemic a lot. I mean, this is just absolutely deplorable. And that's a word that's thrown around a lot since 2016. Who qualifies as deplorable? I think the people doing this are deplorable. And what do we stand for anymore? I saw an article out on Esquire. It was an advice columnist article, and somebody was saying, my neighbor has a Trump flag, what should I do? I don't know, mind your own business, or put up your own flag and leave that person alone? I mean, that 30 years ago, that would have been the answer, Bernie, but now it's a cancel culture. If you don't like what this person has to say, they need to go.
They need to shut you up. That is, I agree with everything you just said. I don't need anyone to agree with me. I love what Trump is doing because I like freedom. I don't mind that someone disagrees with me. I don't care if they have a parade in front of me with, you know, supporting Biden or anything. I don't care. That's fine. But don't tell me what I could say. And when it comes down to it, no one could objectively step back and say that it's the same with both parties. One party is about freedom. The other one is about forcibly shutting you up. And don't look now, for anyone that is anyone following the news, we saw last week, right, Andy? We had this bombshell information coming out from the Hunter Biden laptop, which, by the way, yesterday we had confirmation from the DHS and Department of Justice both concurring that it is nothing to do with Russian disinformation, like Adam Schiff tried to say, and the same Adam Schiff that was pushing the phony Trump-Russia collusion all these years, and all of it has been disproven. So, I mean, we have the same cabal just putting out vicious lies and, you know, without any apologies, and using, just like George Orwell mentions in his novel, educational system, the art system, using the news, all the news stations, and using entertainment in this ministry of truth. They're trying to force you to accept what they believe, or otherwise we're going to have to cancel you. We're going to have you fired. Maybe we'll shoot you at point blank when we falsely accuse you of being a white supremacist without any evidence. That is where we are, unfortunately. But to kind of going back to what I was saying, don't look now. Like last week we had the New York Post. What is this, like the second largest newspaper distribution in the country, or third, second or third or fourth, in the top four? And they are still, right now, as we speak, Andy, blocked from Twitter. Because Twitter and Jack Dorsey, they're saying, you know what, delete your tweet from last week, even though we have now Department of Justice, DHS, and we have Ron Johnson from the Senate Intel Committee. He's coming out saying, the Senate Homeland Security Committee, excuse me, and he's coming out saying all of it is verified. Nothing to do with Russia. This is real. We have his email. And now this copy of Hunter Biden's laptop, all the information, is now spreading in all directions. See, the FBI was given a copy of what was on that laptop, and so was the Department of Justice and Rudy Giuliani and others. And now it's all coming out, but yet the Ministry of Truth and Jack Dorsey refuses to unlock the Twitter account for the New York Post. Forget Truth in RTV. The truth is right in front of you, I tell people.
Right, and the stuff that I've seen of that story so far, and as of this recording, who knows what has come out by the time people hear this, but from what I've seen, it deserves legitimate vetting by the public, and there is a backstory here, and it's not like it was hacked or stolen. I mean, this guy shows up drunk to the computer shop and leaves his laptop there and then abandons it for however long the period was, and this person ended up with it fair and square. And it's some, I mean, it's potentially some very disturbing stuff on there, but also, too, involving international intrigue and whether or not this person's selling his office. I mean, this should be for the public and legitimately investigated, but big tech is stepping in the way, has already decided that they're going to try to control the outcome of this election. And folks, you don't think this is going to have an impact on 9/11 truth? You know what I hope happens? I hope that people are sobered by this. I hope people see the level of control that happens just on this election, and then apply that to 9/11. I mean, for years, we have been trying to get this very real, very legitimate scientific information out to anyone that'll listen to us. Not trying to control anybody's thinking, not trying to cancel anyone that disagrees with us, but to get this information out. And we have been met with censorship and difficulties every step along the way. So even if you don't, you absolutely hate the President of the United States, even if you love Joe Biden, you should be standing against what is happening here with the censorship, with people like Bernie being taken out because it's not just going to end with this election. You embolden these people, it's going to get more intense, and they're just not going to have any fear of doing it again on an issue that they don't like. But I hope people can see this being demonstrated in front of them now. And it's so funny because there's so many people from back in the day, like Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, who attack 9/11 Truth, who are now starting to sound like us for their own particular issue, saying, this is censorship. You can't just call something a conspiracy theory and wave your hand and think it's done. I mean, it's so funny to hear these people sounding exactly like us 10 years ago. Now for us, it's old hat here in the 9/11 Truth movement, but I hope this wakes people up, Bernie.
It will. It's already happening, Andy, and that was part of the plan. See, there's a plan taking place right now, and a big part of it is, and you know this, you can only tell someone the truth so much, but in the end, you have to show them the truth. That's what's happening now, as opposed to all the years before this, when people like you and I were busy trying to tell people the truth. Now, we're showing them. We're letting things, we're letting these, you know, people like Antifa roam around and burn this country down. It doesn't matter. And there's a reason why a lot of people on the left, Democrats, are joining Trump. And this is not about right versus left. That's the big thing I would share with the audience. It's not about Republican versus Democrat. In the past, I've voted both ways. There have been times in the past where I considered myself an anarchist, practically. Maybe more a libertarian. Maybe won't go as far as saying anarchist. But, you know, so it's about the truth. It's about freedom. It's about the Constitution and the rule of law. And it's about returning power back to people. So look no further than just in the last few days. We have this rapper, right, 50 Cent. He's about as leftist, liberal-supporting Democrat as you can get. This rapper, he's coming out saying, you know what? Biden wants to take away, he wants to tax me at 60%. Are you kidding me? I'm going to go with Trump. So, you know, for everyone, it's about whatever it might be, whether it's something to do with values, family values, or, you know, these, you know, whether it's the abortion issue or whether it's just plain old freedom, or maybe you just care about your wallet. I don't know about you. I don't know too many people who want to give up 60% of their money to a big government. I like small government. That's just me. But I agree with you, Andy. That's what this is all about now. It's about freedom. This is nothing to do with right versus left. And I think that people are noticing what is happening. And, of course, a lot of channels like mine have been taken down. People are, it's called the Streisand effect. Look, last time I checked. People are seeing what's happening.
Now, let's talk about solutions here for 9/11 Truth. Regardless of where people stand on the political aisle, nobody likes to be censored. Everybody thinks they're right in every issue. No matter what side of the issue they're on, everybody always thinks that they're right and they have their voice should be out there, and I agree with them. I agree that their voices deserve to be out there, and I like to hear all sorts of different opinions on things. But you're doing a workaround right now. I want to publicize that and encourage everybody to check out what you're doing. And let's talk about solutions as well for the alternative media as we're facing this critical time in our own history, seeing the censorship go on. What are the solutions? What are you doing personally, Bernie, to get around this? And what should other people who find themselves in the crosshairs of this censorship be doing, in your view?
In my view, people need to stand for what they believe in and stand for the principles that are in the Constitution. See, the Constitution doesn't give us any rights. The Constitution protects the rights that are already there. And when we're talking about right versus left, Andy, I noticed that the people on the left, a lot of people on the Democrat, all they do is talk about democracy. Yeah, democracy, what is it people say? It's like two coyotes and a lamb saying what's for dinner. That's, no, you know, or two wolves and a, you know, however you want to, you know, word that. This is about, we are a constitutional republic. And when you go back to President Trump's original campaign speech right before he won the election in 2016, I encourage people to listen in. Matter of fact, that video, well, it's on my website, but I think it's on there. It's linked on there on multiple pages. I tell people, listen to it. This is about returning power back to the people. So when you're talking about solutions, we have to get people focused on the right values, on the right thing. Because if you're focused on democracy, and all this other nonsense, all these other issues that have nothing to do with making our lives a better place to live. When you're talking about a forcible, these Marxist commies that are roaming the streets that want to change America because America is supposedly white supremacist and oppressive somehow, when you just had 8 years of an African-American or a black president, how oppressive is that? So, you know, I think the big issue, to answer your question, is to get people refocus on what matters. We're not asking people to have conservative values like I do, but I am asking you to preserve the very freedom that allows that conservative value or allows you to be on the liberal side of things. That's not a crime to be a liberal. It's not a crime to disagree with me. I don't mind that. That's the point. That's the point of hate speech, is that it should have the freedom to express itself, and then the people together will decide whether they want to listen to that person or not.
Right, and abandon the cancel culture. I have people that get in the 9/11 Truth Movement who will get all upset because there's a guest that said a particular thing or believes a certain thing or personally criticizes them, and then it's, you can't have this person on because of me and or that. And I don't pay any attention to that. I just ignore those people. But that goes on, and that's going on in every aspect of American life right now. Nobody can handle somebody having a different opinion from them. Nobody can handle being criticized. If you don't like being criticized, then don't open your mouth. It's all part of it. People criticize me. I don't even pay attention to it. I barely even know it's going on unless somebody brings it up to me. It's just part of having an opinion, all right? Suck it up. It's a big boy world here.
Exactly. It's being taught at the level of academia, Andy. You have kids now that are talking this way. They are sounding like Marxist communists, where this, oh, that is bad. You can't, they're being trained. That should concern everyone. They're being taught that cancel culture is the norm.
I want to fight this in every way that I possibly can with my limited reach here, because I know eventually they're going to be starting to target 9/11 Truth. It's not on their radar at the moment. There's other things that they're concerned about, but I got a feeling if they win, then we're going to have a more difficult time. In our last few minutes here, tell us how people can check out your show now. Where should we be directing your fans?
Okay, before I answer that, I just want to quickly comment to everyone regarding 9/11. In my opinion, they already targeted the 9/11 Truth Movement in many, many ways. Maybe we'll leave it at that. Well, I'll leave everyone with the phrase cognitive infiltration and look up Pat Sunstein, and maybe we'll leave it at that. But yeah, to answer your question, people can find me. Right now, I have a new Truth and Art TV channel that is up called the Truth and Art TV Limited Edition. So that's a brand new channel. I'll probably be doing the Friday night live streams on that channel, plus or minus another live stream on Sunday nights. And then I've launched on several other, well, I've also have the BitChute Truth and Art TV platform on BitChute.com, Truth and Art TV, no spaces, look it up on that. And just last night, I launched the Truth and Art TV Rumble on the Rumble.com, which is Dan Bongino, you may or may not know him, who helped launch that. And then for those, the fans and the supporters of my platform, there's a new option for a membership site that is truthandart.tv. Again, that's truthandart.tv. And everyone else can find me on my regular website, truthandarttv.com. And I can be, you can find me on Twitter as well, truthandarttv with the number one. So I'm here and there, so people can follow me and support, and just check me out first. Make sure that what I'm saying makes sense. I trust the information, because the information, as long as you allow it to get out there and let people, that's what this is all about. What we have been doing, you know, what I've been doing on my channel, that is what the Q drops are all about. It's about you thinking on your own and seeing the truth on your own, not me convincing you. That is what this is all about.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there because they only give me a half hour. I know we could go on for hours because we usually do. on the phone. But Bernie, good luck with what you're doing, and again, fight censorship wherever you can. And that's a message out to people listening right now, because you know, they may be going for the other guy at this moment, but eventually that arrow is going to swing in your direction. But Bernie, thank you for coming on 9/11 Free Fall today.
Thanks a lot, Andy. Take care.
This program is on every Thursday night on No Lies Radio at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, and every other Sunday night on BBS Radio at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. You can also keep track of the archives by going to 911freefall.com. This is Andy Steele. Say have a great week. Good luck.